You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we have on the program Sasha Brandt, owner of Sassy Lasses and founder of the new to market Empowerment Pride. Sasha and her team specialize in helping build online businesses from startup to stardom. Sasha, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
And it's a pleasure to be here, Eric. Thank you so much for having me.
And you're most welcome. Certainly great to have you out. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So first of all, tell us what drove you to create Sassy Lasses.
Well, Sassy Lasses is a brainchild of what I experienced out in the corporate world. I was fortunate enough that I worked with a lot of very big companies. We did a lot of really interesting things. But I also got to see that there were a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of startups that didn't necessarily get the same support just because they didn't necessarily have the same investment capital. So Sassy Lasses was a creation built of that need so that I could really help other business owners just like me start and launch a business successfully without the whole pain of learning it, you know, the hard way.
And Sasha, where do you recommend starting to develop and launch a successful online business?
So there's a lot of different places you can start. However, bare minimum, you're going to need to make sure that you know who you're actually selling to. Nobody can be Walmart at the beginning. Not even Walmart was Walmart at the beginning, right? So you really have to define that audience, and then you have to find your zone of genius, which you can then offer to them. So really, I tell people to make sure that you know that your business idea is sound and that you know who you're speaking to if you actually want to sell your product.
Yeah, it certainly does make a lot of sense. Now, let's look at branding. Do we really need it?
Excellent question. So when it comes to branding, absolutely you need it. And I think there's a lot of misconception around the concept of branding. Branding is not just a logo. It's not just a really nice catchphrase. And, you know, contrary to popular belief, it's not just purple hair. But what branding is it's the long-standing impression that you leave with your clients. That's really, really, really what your brand is. It's not about what it looks like. It's not about what colors you use. It's not about the different types of videos that you put out. It's about what they remember about you. That is really the point of branding, is instant recognition, which unfortunately is not built instantly. So branding is something that you need to start right from the ground up so that you can start building those pieces and earning that visibility and getting people to recognize and remember you, because that takes time. And when you leave it until the end, it can mean that you're waiting a lot longer to see a profit margin. Does that make sense?
And I'd say that's about as fine of an explanation on branding and our reason to have it and implement it than we've heard on this program today. We're joined by Sasha Brandt, owner of Sassy Lasses and founder of the new to market Empowerment Pride. Sasha and her team specialize in helping build online businesses from startup to stardom. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Sasha, should a new business owner focus on a website right away?
Absolutely, and that's something I get asked a lot. So branding is a big part of building your business, which is what we just mentioned. However, a website acts as a couple of different things. So technically, if you're just starting up, you don't need a website within the first 5 days. But the sooner you build your online presence on your own property, the better. So if you look at it like, let's say you buy a house, all right? So you bought a house, it's gorgeous, you bought the land to put it on, and so you can have people come, and you can change whatever you want, and you can do whatever you want. It's your house, it's your property. That's the whole idea. That's what owning a website is like. It's like having your own house and your own property, and your ability to invite people over to it, and, I mean, it really gives you freedom. When you don't have your own website, so let's say you're using Instagram or Facebook or what have you, if you don't have a website, you're actually giving them all of those benefits. So at any point, you don't have a home. You're basically living in a freeway hotel somewhere, and at any moment, the owner could come in and say, okay, bye, Right? That's the whole idea. You're putting all of your content, all of your information, everything on to someone else's platform, which means you take that element of control away and you lose the possibility of SEO, which is search engine optimization, driving organic traffic to your website. So, yes, you absolutely do need it, maybe not within the first 5 days, but you should be considering a website as soon as possible just to start building that brand.
Outstanding information. Good stuff there. Now, also, how important is peer support to the entrepreneurial journey?
Fantastic question. So I have learned both over time, you know, the hard way, and just by doing, that entrepreneurs need other entrepreneurs. Business owners need other business owners. One of the biggest things that I tell people when they're really struggling with their entrepreneurial journey, when they're really having trouble launching, is to look at the people around them. We tend to emulate the people that we spend the most time with. That's just a natural human thing. So if you want to actually start to see success, if you want to move forward, you've got to surround yourself with those people. And a lot of entrepreneurs, well, most of us, at some point get stuck in that little trap where, oh, now I'm alone. Now there's nobody here to tell me what to do. This is so great. There's nobody here to tell me what to do. Oh, now I don't know what to do. And they kind of just get stuck in their own little lonely bubbles. And that's the hardest place for an entrepreneur to be, because you're very, very lonely. You don't have support. You don't understand what you're not necessarily doing because you're too close to it. So to answer your question, peer support is paramount. You need it because you need other people to stand next to you and say, yeah, we're doing this too, and this makes sense to us, and hey, we're all struggling together. That's a human condition, right? We want other people to be able to experience what we're experiencing, and entrepreneurship is very, 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 very different than working in a company, you know, and doing your 9-to-5, right? It's a very different environment, completely different mindset, so it stands to reason that you need to change the people around you. And I really think that finding that peer support early is what leads to greater success. I found a group called Shank Minds when I was first starting up my journey. Love it, with Peter Shankman, founder of Harrow. Amazing. And I really, really needed that. I mean, I had questions. I always wondered, hey, is this normal for me? And I had a place to bring it, right? So that's the idea. So peer support is extremely important. Now, we're developing, and we've just actually, as of yesterday, just launched our Empowerment Pride. It's an entrepreneur network, so it's an EEG. Now, the really great part about that is that it's peer support with guided, directed focus. So we're trying to solve kind of all of these problems. Where do you start? What do you need to do? In what order? And who are you going to have beside you to help you get there? And that's kind of what we put together. So in summation, you really do have to make sure that you've got your peer support, because it's the gateway to everything else.
It really is, and I'm glad that you not only brought that up, but it's awesome to see that you have a resource there to cover that, and thanks so much for covering that once again. Now, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share?
Absolutely, and I think it's a really, really important tip for entrepreneurs, because it's one of the biggest problems that I see when entrepreneurs come to me and they need me to help them build their businesses. Most of them do not have this one piece in place, and it's top ladder when it comes to growing a successful business. When you're trying to grow your business, there is no better partner than your analytics. Your analytics act as a silent but, you know, outspoken partner who helps you guide everything that you do right in front of your ideal client, so you can show them what they need to see. Without understanding your numbers and how to affect them, you're basically throwing a dart into the forest and hoping to hit a blade of grass. Analytics are required for proof of concept. They are required for everything. So if nothing else, get your analytics in place so that you can actually know what's going on instead of guess.
Sasha, really has been good to have had you. Thanks so much for introducing Sassy Lasses and Empowerment Pride to the audience, and certainly wish you and the company all the best. Before you go, where can listeners get all the details on Sassy Lasses and Empowerment Pride, and how could they be in contact as well?
Absolutely. Guys, anytime. anytime you want, sassylasses.com. That's my main brand, and I live there, really. And we've got the empowermentpride.com, so please come check us out. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We'd be happy to see you. And if you guys have any questions at all, drop me a line, sasha@sassylasses.com. I am always available.
You can't beat that. Again, Sasha, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Sasha Brandt, owner of Sassy Lasses and founder of the new to-market Empowerment Pride. Sasha and her team specialize in helping build online businesses from startup to stardom. And for further details, either visit sassylasses.com or empowermentpride.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.